Hello, BGTY Nation. It's time for another great conversation with me, Dr. Joy. Just in case this is your first time listening to this podcast, I'm Dr. Joy, and I love bringing research-based topics to you, the BGTY Nation. Be good to yourself, Nation. Thanks for joining the conversation today. I would love if you would subscribe to my podcast and invite others to do so. Follow me on Instagram and Facebook at Dr. Joy's Podcast. Leave me a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcast fix. Reviews and comments are always welcome in order for me to continue to grow as a podcaster. Now, let's dive into this conversation. Where's me pot of gold? Is it somewhere over the rainbow? Or is it right here in front of you? Today is St. Patrick's Day, and I would like to say happy St. Patrick's Day to all who celebrate. What I can tell you is here in Savannah, Georgia, where I reside, is one of the biggest St. Patrick's Day celebrations in the United States. Thousands of people invade our city to party hard on River Street, wear green beads, green hair, dance, and partake in the parade and other festivities. This celebration is so big in our city that our schools are even closed on this day if the holiday falls during the week. Or if it falls on, like today, Sunday, school children will not have school on Monday. Monday is off. In the past, our school system just decided to give us spring break the week after St. Patty's Day. Yeah, it's hard to compete with a St. Patrick's Day party like the parties we have in Savannah, Georgia. So, let's dive into today's conversation. I will again ask the question, where's me pot of gold? As I was thinking about today's topic, the St. Patrick's Day leprechaun myth came to mind. So, again, where's your pot of gold? Is it somewhere over the rainbow, or is it right in front of your face? Let's first talk about the myth. The myth says that at the end of a rainbow, there's a pot of gold. If you find a leprechaun at the end of the rainbow with the pot of gold, the leprechaun will grant you 3 wishes for his freedom. Who wouldn't want that? So we know, of course, this is not true. But what does this symbolize in real life? The pot of gold at the end of the rainbow is the realization of all one's hopes and dreams. It represents success. It represents wealth. The pot of gold represents bringing joy to your life. It represents your hopes and your dreams. So our focus today with the luck of the Irish is to bring joy to your life by accomplishing your hopes and dreams. The first thing you need to do in order to bring joy to your life, in order to have those hopes and dreams come true, is get up, get out, and do something. I've made that statement before in a previous episode, but I want to say the reason I keep saying it is true. You cannot accomplish your hopes and your dreams by sitting around thinking it's going to just appear. Kind of like that pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. It's not going to appear. You have to find the end of the rainbow first. And then catch the leprechaun with the gold to get those wishes, if that's what you want to believe. But back to reality. Faith without work is dead. The thing about it is hopes and dreams just don't have to stay hopes and dreams. Write your desires down. Give yourself a timeline to when you will accomplish these things. You can't just have this information in your head and then get mad when you have not been successful. Write your goals down. Decide if it is short-term or long-term. Add to a timeline and check it off when you have accomplished it. Easy, right? Absolutely not. The first step is the hardest. It's a mindset. And sometimes you need an accountability partner to help. You need a best friend, a spouse, a mother, a father, just somebody that won't give a damn about you saying that you can't or whining about it's too hard. So I will again say to you, get up, get out, and do something to get your pot of gold. It's not over the rainbow. It's right here in front of you, waiting for you to grab it and be successful when accomplishing it. The second thing you have to do to accomplish your hopes and dreams is to be continuous with your steps. Write it down, add a timeline, check it off, and celebrate when you're done. Write it down, add a timeline, check it off, and celebrate when you're done. Okay, I know I'm being silly when I say that cadence over and over again, but it's true. You have to be continuous, just like those people out there chasing the rainbow to find the leprechaun and their pot of gold. You have to do the same when accomplishing your hopes and dreams. You can't be that person that talk the talk rather than walk the walk. Andrea Day says it so nicely in her song, "Stand up for something. You got to walk the walk in order for it to mean something." Come on, BGTY Nation. You can do it. I'm talking to myself too, because I sometimes do a lot of talking about what I want to do. And by the time I'm done talking, it has just passed me by. The third thing that you need to do in order to make sure that you have your pot of gold of hopes and dreams is staying continuous or consistent, because this will help you to stay hungry for what you want. Just think about being hungry. If you are in this state, what are you going to do? You already know. You are going to go and get you something to eat to ease those hungry pains. Take that same concept when trying to get your pot of gold of hopes and dreams. The fourth thing you need to do is evaluate those dreams you have put down on paper. Don't evaluate by yourself, though. Ask your accountability partner to sit down with you and help you to evaluate what you are doing. Who's your accountability partner? Your spouse, your friend, your mom, your dad, whoever you want. That person who will be there to hold you accountable. That's the person you need to sit down with and help you to evaluate what you have written down for your hopes and dreams. Sometimes you have to regroup and set a shorter goal or take something off the list if it is too far-fetched to reach. I just had to do that myself. One of my goals was to travel to Italy in the next 2 years. I had to reevaluate that goal. Why? because I know that I have other priorities like helping my oldest son through college, increasing our savings college fund for our youngest son, and my husband, he's getting ready to retire from one job and getting ready to start a second career because he's too young to officially retire. With all of this on my plate, regrouping was necessary. Just because it's on your list doesn't mean you cannot readjust to fit your needs at the time. So Italy, for me, will have to wait. And it will be added to my list because I still want to go. I just will have a longer timeline for that goal. The fifth and final thing you need to do it to accomplish your pot of gold is to share. It's okay to do this. Walk it out with someone. Shout it to at the top of your lungs that your pot of gold is ready to accomplish. And every one of the coins in that pot is ready for you to get. This gives you accountability again and again, because some people, when they see you, they will ask you again and again about that goal that you have shared with them, that dream that you have shared with them. And guess what? They are going to hold you accountable because they will ask you, hey, have you accomplished whatever it was that you said you were going to do? What are you going to say when that question is posed to you? Will you lie? Or will you own up to what you have done? Will it be a happy moment for you? Or will it be a moment of shamefulness? It does not have to be the latter, because if you stay the course and make sure that you are following all five of the goals that I've discussed today with you, then you can easily say you've accomplished your goals and your dreams. Where's me pot of gold? BGTY Nation, you know where your pot of gold is. It's not at the end of that beautiful rainbow, but it's right in front of you. So let's recap. In order to get your pot of gold of hopes and dreams, you have to, one, get up, get out, and do something. Two, write it down at a timeline, check it off, and celebrate when you're done. Three, remember the double C's. Stay continuous and consistent. Four, evaluate and re-evaluate. Nothing is perfect. Five, share your goals with people you trust and sometimes with people you don't know, like on your job. Those people will help you keep being encouraged because they will again and again and again ask you if you have accomplished those goals. This will make you work harder. It's been great, BGTY Nation. Enjoy your week. I know I will. This is spring break for me. School is out for 1 week. It's travel time, enjoying time with my immediate and extended family, and regrouping my own pot of gold. Yes, today is St. Patrick's Day. And remember that you can't search over the rainbow for your pot of gold. You will never find it that way. You have to put in the work. Nothing is given to you for free. You can do it. You can bring joy to your life. You are awesome. You are what you repeatedly do. So be good to yourself and hold tight to your pot of gold, your pot of hopes and dreams. Be bold, BGTY Nation. Bette Midler says it quite boldly, and these are her words, and as you know, I'm getting these words from my book, Words That Matter. And she says, sometimes you have to make your own opportunities, and that's why I'm on TV. I wasn't going to sit around anymore waiting for the damn phone to ring. I had to create my own place. I've always done that. Yes, that's right. So don't ask, where's your pot of gold? Go out and get your pot of gold. Until next time, BGTY, be good to yourself. See you next week. If you have some questions you're pondering with about anything or a topic you would like me to address, please DM me on Instagram or email me at bjoytlife@gmail.com. Have a great week, everyone. Thank you for listening to Dr. Joy, where she is always bringing positive vibes, research-based topics, and helping you to bring joy to your life. If you enjoyed what you heard, please subscribe to this podcast and don't forget to leave a positive review. See you next time with Dr. Joy.